Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When the fasten seatbelt sign flashes on in airplanes with its accompanying, provenly gentle ding, it's often met with equal parts annoyance and resignation. Like, what, again, really? Do I have to? The answer, of course, is yes. You really have to. It's for the good of your skull, and that's where you keep your brain. We spoke with Richard McSpaden, the executive director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association's Air Safety Institute. He said, I think it's the old, it's not going to happen to me syndrome. Aviation accidents are so rare that people say, what are the odds that it's going to happen to me? And I would agree with them that the odds are extremely low. But, he continued, I would then add that even though the odds are low, the consequences of something happening can be pretty significant, even if it's just a bump in turbulence. If you're not strapped in right, your head could hit the top of that airplane. That can result in a serious injury. And it's so effortless to strap a seatbelt around you. And he's right, though folks of above-average size may argue with the effortlessness of those seatbelts. But airplane companies are working on that, and in-flight turbulence is more than a mere nuisance. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, reports that 58 people are injured by turbulence on airplanes every year while not wearing their seatbelts. Most are not ticket-holding passengers. Of the 298 serious injuries from turbulence that the FAA recorded from 1980 to 2008, 184 involved flight attendants. A simple lap belt or even other restraints like shoulder harnesses may not be enough to save a life if an airliner undergoes a catastrophic mid-air failure. But the rare accidents like that are not the main reasons for seatbelts on airplanes. They're designed to protect you from the airplane during flight. Heather Poole, an American Airlines flight attendant and author, put it this way to The Telegraph in 2015. The reason you must wear a seatbelt, flight crew included, is because you don't want the plane coming down on you. People think they're lifted up in the air during turbulence, but the truth is the plane drops. It comes down hard and it comes down fast. And that's how passengers get injured, by getting hit on the head by an airplane. It's simple physics, Newton's first law of motion. A body at rest will remain at rest unless an outside force acts on it. But let's unpack that. If you're not wearing a seatbelt on an airplane that drops suddenly, which often happens with turbulence, you're the one at rest. You'll stay at rest as the plane, very literally, drops out from under you. If you're strapped in, the seatbelt serves as an outside force acting on you, taking you with the plane as it drops and saving you from bonking your head on that overhead bin above you. McSpadden said, "It allows you to stay in place and ride along with the airplane. It's just that added safety margin that if something unexpected happens, you're still going to stay with the airplane." But if that's the case, would shoulder harnesses be better? A little reasoning might suggest that if a lap belt is good while flying, a shoulder harness, like those in cars and those in smaller, so-called general aviation planes, would be even better. Indeed, shoulder belts or harnesses might help, according to some experts. McSpadden said, "The answer would be yes, it certainly would help, because it would prevent the movement of the upper torso aggressively in terms of some kind of sudden impact. How you can do that is another question entirely. Such harnesses would be costly to install and trickier to get to work correctly on bigger commercial planes. They'd probably be uncomfortable on longer flights. And because of all of that, wearing shoulder harnesses might meet a lot of resistance from the flying public. In large commercial airlines, lap belts do the trick against the vertical forces typically experienced in a malfunction or crash. In smaller aircraft, though, shoulder harnesses work and work well, which is why they're required for all seats in all small airplanes manufactured since December 12, 1986. Used with lap belts, shoulder harnesses in smaller planes have been shown to reduce serious injuries from accidents by 88% and fatalities by 20%, according to the FAA. Ironically, the safety record of commercial airlines may be the overwhelming reason that shoulder harnesses have not been required of large passenger planes. In 2017, no one was killed in a commercial jet airliner incident anywhere in the world, making it the safest year ever for big passenger planes. In its Civil Aviation Safety Review for 2017, which examined accidents on large passenger aircraft, the Dutch aviation consulting firm TO7D estimated that there were 0.08 fatal accidents per million flights. That is a rate of one fatal accident for every 12 million flights. With a safety record like that, it's hard to argue that shoulder harnesses would lower the risk of flying enough to offset the costs, the effort, and the resistance that such a major change would generate. Lap belts, though, they help. They help a lot. So when flying, it's probably best to buckle up and stay that way. It's for your brain's own good. Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang, with kind engineering assistance from Ramsey Yount. For more on this and lots of other skull-saving topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, "Oh, what's your best way of making money?" I'm like, "Oh, we should start some sort of scheme."
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.